This is episode number 2059 of the Who Cares News for Friday, September 24th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Dun, 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 dun.
Whoa.
I'm just giving myself my own fanfare.
Okay. Oh, it's your fanfare. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Continue. Sorry.
I got to get something out of this, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Deborah Messing. You remember her?
From Will and Grace. Yes. She was Grace.
She was Grace.
Not to be confused with Jack and Will and Karen.
She got to act with Harry Connick Jr., which makes
she
me
got
very
to act
jealous.
With Meghan Mullaney. I'm pretty jealous about that.
That's true.
You know, come on now.
So Deborah Messing, she doesn't have a clue why Kimmy is hosting SNL.
Oh, that's right. We mentioned that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We let that out of the bag.
Yeah.
Kim's going to be hosting SNL.
Well, it's already out.
I think that's hilarious.
I want to see her do... Oh, man. I don't want to watch it when she's on it.
You will, too, watch it.
I have to see if she can screw up the skits.
Of course she will.
I'm going to be funny.
Without smiling.
I will make people laugh.
Without smiling. If all else fails, she can strip naked on live TV. And then everybody will be happy.
Don't give her any ideas.
Oh, shoot. That's right.
Man.
Well, all right.
All right, so we reported that Kim will host the October 9th show, because it's October 9th, mark your calendars. And she's the first Kardashian to host the show.
Is she really?
Yes.
If this works, you know, I see a future for Momager on SNL and Scott.
And Lord Scott.
And Scott Disick.
But he's not a Kardashian.
Doesn't matter.
Or a Jenner.
Doesn't matter.
Or an actor.
They didn't ask Caitlyn. I'm just saying.
Are we sure?
I think not.
Or did they ask Bruce Jenner at one time?
I don't think they asked Bruce Jenner.
Hey,
oh, there's like,
you know, he was a gold
years.
Medalist. Let's all those years ago. You don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So Deborah questioned the choice on Twitter, saying that was her first mistake.
Her first
she
mistake.
She said,
I
know she is a cultural icon, but SNL has hosts generally who are performers who are there to promote a film, a TV show, or album launch. You know,
yeah, something.
Which is true.
Right.
So she added, am I missing something?
Apparently, Deborah, you're missing a lot.
Now, you know, may also recall when Elon Musk was tapped to host last season.
Oh, that's right.
There were a ton of people who were up in arms about it because, you know, not
but
just Deborah.
Elon, but you know what? Kim Kardashian at least had a TV show. Elon did not have a TV show.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, I mean, come on now.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
There were probably
yeah,
was
that. She had a huge TV show.
And there
show.
Probably was some acting going on in that reality show.
Well, of course there was.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
There was tons of people like irritated and stuff because Elon Musk was going to be on it. And he's not an entertainer. And it was more people besides Deborah Messing, but she was one of those people.
Was she one of those people?
Yeah. So here we are
here,
again.
I think it's sour grapes because Deborah Messing's never been a host of SNL.
You know, you're right.
Deborah Messing has never been a host.
Even when Will Grace was really big.
I think
but she's not, like, big.
No, she's not.
Jack, 2000.
That wasn't her. That wasn't her.
I know, but I always loved that Jack.
Yeah. That should be a really exciting show.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
All right.
I'm going to be wonderful.
Yes, you are.
I might wear pantyhose over my face.
Oh, my God.
Kanye might be in the audience.
That's probably true.
I go to his watch parties.
He has
so
to come to SNL.
So he might come to mine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, have I got a story for
you.
Oh,
do you? Okay.
I do.
What do you got?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille
O'Neal says that Halle Berry is so beautiful that she once threw him off his game while
what?
He was the Los Angeles Laker.
Oh, come on, Shaq. Are you kidding me?
Oh, can you blame him?
She throws me off my game, and I just have to see her on Instagram.
Well, on your screensaver.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Too. On your phone.
That's true, too.
All right, so Shaq.
This is a true story, by the way. If you don't believe this.
This is a true story.
I have my screensaver on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
This is Halle Berry, see?
It is.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not his wife, not his children, not his dog.
I see them every day in person.
All of your children?
No, but I see them every day.
In your thoughts, you see them.
In my thoughts. And my heart. My cold. Ted Blackheart.
As you stare at Halle Berry.
Exactly. Exactly.
Shaq was on the Kelly Clarkson show this week.
Oh, I missed that.
And he says, playing in front of celebs, it's part of the enjoyment of being a player.
Oh, yeah. A Laker. You know,
a Laker.
Probably. Yeah.
Definitely a Laker.
You know, Jack Nicholson and all the guys. Yeah, everybody comes to Laker
games. Hollywood.
It is Hollywood.
Yeah. Right. So his favorite moment was when he was playing and he spotted Halle Berry coming down the stairs.
Like a vision from heaven.
Pretty much. He was at the free throw line.
Oh, my God.
And he says,
Shaq is a horrible free throw player. Oh, he's horrible.
Well, is he?
He is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's horrible.
But this has...
You never give him the ball when it comes to fouling. We always gave it to Kobe. Come on.
Well, yeah. Or anybody else.
Anybody but Shaq.
But really, this has nothing to do with that.
All right. Oh, goodness. And everything to do with...
It's more like...
Okay, fine, whatever.
Do that. Come on, do it.
I can't. This yes, is, can. I don't have the vocal cords for
oh,
that.
Oh, gosh. Well,
she's a all vision.
Right. All right, a so vision. He said she's coming down the stairs.
Descending the from the heavens above. An God,
see,
angel.
Just see, I told myself, don't do this story. Don't do it. You won't be able to contain him or control him.
All right. I'll be good. I'll let you finish.
It's not possible because after this, here's my next sentence.
What's
right?
that?
My heart started fluttering.
Oh, my God.
I get nervous.
Uh-huh.
I call a timeout.
My palms are starting to sweat.
I bet they are.
They're starting to sweat. Just getting a little nervous for Shaq here.
He said, when I was young, I used to stutter. And then he goes, she's the only woman that makes my stuttering come back. You're welcome.
Who did he live across the street from? We talked about yesterday. Shaq lived across the street from somebody, and he would go outside every time she was outside. Paula Abdul. That every time Paula was outside, that he would go outside, make sure he was outside when she was outside. Can I move across the street from Halle Berry, and then I could just watch her every time she comes out?
Probably not.
No. Is that too close? Is that considered stalking?
Speaking of Will and Grace, because we were way earlier, there was the episode with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
It was hilarious because they were outside in the bushes.
I remember that.
To stalk Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, they were stalking Kevin Bacon.
That has nothing to do with Halle Berry.
No.
But I just thought of that. I thought about you being in bushes trying to stop Halle Berry.
More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.